Hey, me. The amp's not on. I'll get it.
We'll be right back. control. Break it!
Gotta get out, I gotta figure it out now. You know I'm out of that old home. Oh, and we gotta be
the gates of heaven now come crawling on back to you.
Thank you.
in the blazing sun. Tell you what, doing that song, third one in the set, will make you feel like you're fucking 62 years old. I'm telling you, some of you 25-year-olds ought to do that third song instead. It'll make you fucking feel 62 too. What? Well, if Patty was here, and she's not, she would have said, but Meat, you are 62. And I would have gone, what? And then she would have said,
wait a minute. Had a wardrobe malfunction. Hang on a minute. I wouldn't have said you were 62. I would have said you were 62. Clear that up right now. Thank you. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, well, for those of you who weren't aware of this, I am 62, and at one point when Playgirl was still around, I believe it was 1996, I was voted in Playgirl magazine the 10th sexiest male alive. And I don't believe that's changed a whole lot. I still have my curves, baby. So anyway, last summer we went to summer camp and we did everything but river raft. And while we were at this summer camp, we decided we would make a record. And we made a little record with a young man named Rob Cavallo, who has produced Green Day, Paramore, My Chemical Romance, Goo Goo Dolls, so on and so on and so on.
He is the greatest producer in the world. And we brought together some friends. We brought together most of the band that you see up here. We also brought in Tim Pierce, Jamie, I can't remember Jamie's last name now because I'm 62. And but we also brought in some other friends, Hugh Laurie, Jack Black, Brian Mays, Steve Vai, Cara DiAguardia. We brought some people in and we made one hell of a record. And the record is called Hang Cool Teddy Bear. Well, I see a few of you out here have the record Hang Cool Teddy Bear. And the rest of you get out there and fucking buy it. What the fuck? Anyway, no, just kidding. No, buy it, but I'm kidding about what the fuck, okay? Let's see, that makes how many times? That's four times I've said the F word now. Okay. At least we're not counting. So anyway, we're gonna play for you. The album is based on a short story by my friend Killian Kerman, who's a screenwriter in California. It's based on a short story about a soldier who's gone to war, and he's been wounded, and instead of his life, he thinks he's dying, and instead of his life flashing backwards, it flashes forward. He's an A personality, we throw him into B personality situations. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do the opening suite, Peace on Earth, Living on the Outside, Los Angeles. This is Hang Cool, Teddy Bear.
Shrapnel hurt, but not the way Patrick imagined. Not a sharp pain, like when you sliced his pinky to the bone chopping tomatoes at his old pizza parlor job, or the time he was exploring old man Feeney's construction site and a two-penny nail punctured his Converse. No, this was more of a burn, as if someone was pressing the business end of a branding iron into his ribs. It hurt like a mother, but Patrick was still better off than his pal, Tennessee Tommy.
Thank you.
face that suffers mine.
Just you and me, baby, running like a yogi, see the sky. taking my grave. Come on, baby, just ride with me. Come on, baby, just ride with me.
Discarded fast food wrappers on the sidewalks. Too much noise, too much pollution from the endless stream of cars cruising up and down the strip. An army of costumed lunatics on every corner. Patrick, fat writer. Dried blood caked on his face, a brown paper bag clutched in his left hand, a makeshift bandage wrapped around his right eye. He paused to admire something in the store window, a panorama of a movie that was coming out. It looked crappy, corny, probably the kind genuine like. You could take the country out of the girl who amused him. That looks really bad, doesn't it? He heard her remark. But when he turned, she was nowhere to be seen.
Yo, Chrissy! I wrote you this poem. And I'd like to dedicate it to you.
Thank you.
check her out over there. Let's go in. Now check this out. I say this with the deepest appreciation for all you ladies out there, especially the ones who have shown a little love for someone such as myself. You believe in me. You're a loser. I am a loser. And if it wasn't you, that would be you.
Thank you.
starting to think I'm in fucking Vermont. I used to live in this state. I lived in this state for 18 years. And I know that the people who live in Connecticut can sing a lot fucking better than that. Are you ready?
As these tears in the pocket.
There's another song from Hank Hill Teddy Bear. That's called Song of Madness. And that is the point where Patrick was at his worst. And he was still out in the desert. And so we kind of put him on acid and threw him into Hamlet. And for those of you who know Shakespeare, he wrote that on acid. I forgot what part of the show I was in. So anyway, if I know this is going to be a really strange request, but I'm going to count to three, and when I do, I really wish that all of you would go like, I'm going to demonstrate first. One, two, three. And then say, run, dude, run. Okay? Can we try that? One, two, three. Okay, that was a good practice. Now, let's really do it. One, two, three. And that was in honor of my very good friend, Jason Hawes, the ghost hunter, who is sitting out there tonight. And I'm going to get him up here on stage later on, even though he says he's not. Big hand for Jason. And I don't know if you saw that show or not, but a guy who's not on the show anymore went running through some prison going, run, dude, run! If it would have been me, I would have gone, Mr. Ghost, come on, baby. I'm ready. Take me on. Take me on. Anyway, this has nothing to do with Jason. I started writing songs at the age of 11 years old. No, don't applaud because they all sucked. But by the time I got to 13, I was a little bit better. And I turned inward then, and I started to become the actor and the singer that I am now, and I started to come from the inside out. It was what was inside me, and it had to come out. It was there. It was inside. It was eating me alive. I became more and more inward. I became more and more repressed. And I started to write these poignant songs at the age of 13. And so I'm going to ask Cece and Patty to come down and help me with this song. And I'm going to ask all of you out there. Now listen, the last four shows, I've seen people start to cry. Before the song was over. So I'm going to ask you tonight, please, please hold your tears until the song is over, okay? Okay. Remember, I wrote this at the age of 13. I was becoming a man. I was coming from the inside out. So you want to sing it with me? No? Okay, fine.
No, there's nothing wrong with getting a good head start on a
shut out the night, wanna shut down the sun, wanna shut away the pieces of a broken heart.
And I won't help you, babe. Oh, I won't.
I can do that. I had some guy write in a newspaper the other day, and I know he's not here, so I can talk about him. Because Billy Joel made this comment, you never argue with people that buy ink by the barrels. Remember that. Anyway, I had this guy write in the newspaper the other day that at this point in the show, I sat down because I was tired. So, I was gonna twist it and go, he was right, but no. I sit down because when I do, we all become a little closer. You know what I mean? A little closer. It's sort of like showing up at your house and sitting down at your kitchen table. I've seen her two or three times tonight down here. What's your name, darling? Don't look away like I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you, baby. What's her name? Carol. Carol, I bet you make mean spaghetti, don't you? Yeah. So see, if I came to your kitchen and I'd sit down just like this at your kitchen, and I might even sing this song at your kitchen table. And I'd probably even talk like this because, you know, if I came over to your kitchen table, I'd be down south somewhere. You know what I mean? Like Mississippi or Alabama. Or I could be in Georgia and say, ma'am, it is a pleasure to sit at your table.
Wait, one second.
And so it is a pleasure tonight to sit at your table. And to do this little song that goes, I want you, I need you, but there ain't no way I'm ever gonna love you. Now don't be sad because two, Oh, you guys are good.
Yeah.
jacket that Elton John wished that he would have had made. Surprise?
Yes.
You want to see the big surprise?
I do.
Okay. It's time to bring out the big surprise. Surprise tonight. on what this is?
I'm sure you're gonna tell me.
It's a wiener with a condom.
Yeah.
I'd love to be an Oscar my wiener. That is what I really want to be. Yeah, I want an Oscar my wiener. You would want to take a bow to me. Okay, you want to touch my wiener?
Oh, you son of a bitch. Should I touch the meat's wiener? I should be wearing gloves with this.
She don't. Oh, she touched my wiener.
And I'll touch it again. That's a pretty big ass wiener there, Holmes Rice.
You know, when you touch it, it's starting to get a little sensitive.
Oh, shut up. Should I touch it again? Should I give it the old wazoo?
Shot up the middle. Look at him go. This boy can really fly. He's rounding first and really turning it on now. He's not letting up at all. He's going to drive the second. The ball is bobbled out of center, and here comes the throw, and what a throw. He's going to slide in head first. Here he comes. He's out. No wait, safe at second base. This kid really makes things happen out there. The batter steps up to the plate. Here's the pitch, and he's going, and what a jump he's got. He's trying for third. Here's the throw. It's in the dirt, safe at third. Holy cow, stolen base. Taking a pretty big lead out there, almost scared him to try and pick him off. Pitcher glances over, winds up, and it's butted down the third baseline. The suicide squeeze is on. Here he comes, squeeze play, it's going to be close. Here's the throw, here's the play at the plate. Holy cow, I think he's going to make it.
Stop! Take me away, will you make me a wife? And do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me a wife? But I know right now, before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever?
And let me sleep on it. Baby, let me sleep on it. In the morning, let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
You're 62 years old. I don't even know if I'm gonna get a friggin' second date out of you.
Well, what's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes.
Or no!
fucking crazy.
Outskirts of town.